Please subscribe to OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie on iTunes and rate and review the show there. You can also stream and download every episode ever made at okfairenoughpodcast.podbean.com. We are also available on the Stitcher and Podbean apps. Enhanced episodes that include pictures are available on YouTube. Just search OK Fair Enough. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/okfairenough. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at okfairenoughpod. And contact us by email at okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks and enjoy the show. Welcome to OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie. I'm Charlie. Welcome to an open letter from men who don't understand women. This may come across as misogynistic or sexist, but mostly because it is, but this is out of genuine frustration of two really good dudes that just don't get these animals at all. I'm not saying you're animals. I mean, you are an animal. You're a human being. We're all animals. But anyway, Sean and Charlie discuss women. Enjoy, guys. Ladies, forgive us. Thanks, guys. There are episodes where I actually tell my wife, like, you really shouldn't listen to this one. This is one all about masturbation. And then she's just like, oh, okay, well, as soon as I saw the title, I wouldn't want to listen. I don't want to learn about that side of you. And it's like, ah, who could fucking blame you? And that brings us to women.
Yeah.
Women don't want to imagine me jerking off. Who could blame them?
Yeah.
Who wants to watch me whack my silly putty?
I don't want to see that either.
Nobody does. Now we just did an episode about politics where I don't understand politics. I don't understand women. I really don't. And I don't mean that as an insult.
I mean, I don't understand men either, so.
I don't understand people.
Yeah.
But women are especially frustrating.
Yeah, they are.
Because, like, so many of the women I meet, it's not like guys. Like, almost every guy I meet, they're kind of an asshole because guys like to bust balls, you know? Mm-hmm.
But
almost every woman I meet is either a total bitch or the sweetest person I've ever met in my life. There's no in between. There's never a girl, a woman I meet where I'm just like, I don't know about you.
But there are women that are both, depending on what time of the month, the year, or
okay.
Moon cycle.
You know what we need? You know what? This is not in either of our notes. It's not in my notes. I don't think it's in your notes. But it is time for us to have. I think a lot of our listeners are women. I actually think most of our listeners may be women.
I think we have a lot. Yeah, we definitely. I think the percentages are definitely skewed in that direction.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Well, you know why? Because I'm a fucking hunk. Everybody just turned off laughing or turned their car off the road or peed themselves. That was funny as shit. And Sean just rolled his eyes, which is the reaction I've gotten from every woman I've ever said that.
Nah. Well, it's because you pulled your penis out.
It is time to discuss the menstrual cycle. Ladies, here's the thing. We know we're not allowed to mention it. We know we're not allowed to tell you something's off. We know we're not allowed to say, are you just mad because you're having your period? But here's the thing. That's exactly what's happening. We don't like it either. It's not fair to you. Menstruation is a cruel joke given to you by nature. If you told me that I was going to bleed for a week once a month, I would kill myself.
You've actually already told us that.
Yeah, I just want to make the point that that's true.
No, I'm just saying, like, you can, yeah.
I can always, oh, God. Okay. All I'm saying is this. Your period is cyclical, and when I can start seeing that your mood and activities are cyclical as well, and all these things coincide within the same matter of about 5 days, all I'm saying is it does affect your personality, it does affect your mood, and it affects you as a human being.
Watching you tap dance on this is so funny.
I'm telling this to a bunch of women at once. This is, well, not a bunch, probably like 16. But that's still a scary fucking idea. It makes a difference. And if you're going through, when you start going through menopause, just so you know, I'm going to have this conversation with you again. Now your lack of a period is making you absolutely fucking crazy. Uh-huh. Sean's eyes are very big and Sean is very scared right now.
I just tweaked my hamstring.
Oh.
It hurts.
Oh, okay. Sean is still recovering from knee surgery.
Yeah.
And he's bitching about it like a woman. So anyway, yeah.
I feel like my vagina's bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah. Guess what? Sean's had knee surgery. His leg's been a piece of shit for what, 6 weeks now?
Oh, 8 years.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but you could walk on it, kind of.
Fair enough.
You had your surgery, what, a month ago?
Yeah, 4 weeks.
4 weeks ago. And guess what? Has not affected his personality at all.
No, it has. I've been a whiny bitch.
Oh.
I asked my girlfriend.
You're kind of a whiny bitch. I mean,
no, you're a big, tough, strong man, no, no. And I would be happy for you to court my daughter.
No.
That's...
Actually, I'm serious. Like, I realize that the things that I'm saying are going to be unpopular, or are going to make me appear to be a certain way, but I am sexist.
We're two men doing a podcast on women.
Yes.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's why I'm kind of like, I'm picking my time. I'm like, I'll just let him bury himself.
I can't wait to start getting the emails from the bitches that got fucking dreadlocks in their armpits. And they're just like, you guys have no idea what's going on with women.
I will mention one thing, though. The feminism movement, the extreme feminism movement is just, it's a little much. Like, we understand men are pieces of shit. There's a misogynistic culture built into humanity, and it's been built that way for a long time. Religion has not helped that, by the way. I want to point that out.
If I lost a finger for every time I joked about rape on this show,
you would have negative fingers.
My family would be missing all of their fingers. We understand rape is hideous and wrong.
But
that's
funny.
Why it's so funny.
It's even funnier talking about dudes getting raped in the ass, though.
That's so funny. Just dudes raping each other. It's hilarious.
I mean, I don't want it
God,
to happen.
God, this show is in a new fucking low.
I don't want it to happen to me, obviously.
No, of course. I want it to happen to other dudes that I don't like.
Especially people named Jared.
Jared.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to beat the horse some more. I want to beat the horse.
We will bring up Jared in the obscenity episode. Oh, wait a minute. Are your notes about the age of consent here, or is that an
obscenity? No, that was on the six questions.
Oh, okay. Sorry. But anyway.
We're not doing that yet.
We're not doing that yet. Okay. But, yeah, I'm a sexist. I am.
It's the same thing with being a racist. Everybody is. So if you're a man, you're a sexist.
Being a sexist now means that you actually see actual trends between the genders and realize that there are some things that men will tend to just be better at than women.
But that's not
heavy lifting.
But that's a biological
jerking their dicks off.
That's a biological circumstance, though.
Yeah,
the male body is designed to be more masculine. Brute. It's actually there's more. They have more muscular definition when they hit puberty. Yes. Their muscles develop more. It's just a fact. It's not a negative towards women. There are some women that could kick my ass. There's some women that could pick me up over the head.
I'll put it like this: I am never walking up to Ronda Rousey and spitting in her face.
Oh fuck no!
I'll spit on her cunt. She needs me to.
Damn it! I was gonna make that joke.
Beat you to it.
I was actually gonna say spit on my dick.
Yeah. Okay. Quick draw, McGraw. I'd only last 36 seconds with Ronda Rousey, too.
I wouldn't last that long.
No.
I'd probably have already come halfway up to her. But.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. She's not even the greatest looking woman, but there's something about the fact that she could kick my ass and she's hot.
Yeah. And Gina Carano as well. Yeah. Gina Carano is hot. But
Misha
I will
Tate?
Say... Huh?
Misha Tate. She's another...
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
But I will say this. I understand, to the ladies, I understand how this can be so frustrating. Well, why can't Ronda Rousey just be popular based on her own merits?
Because men are pigs?
Because men are pigs. And look
we
at,
are bot. Like, see, that's the thing.
And who's that bitch that's with Enrique Iglesias?
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No, the tennis player broad.
Anna Kournikova?
Yes, Anna Kournikova. Guess what, guys? Anna Kournikova, we don't respect as a tennis player because she wasn't very good.
Yeah.
We recognize that Ronda Rousey is a bad bitch. And the other thing is this. When I say, like, listen up, bitches or whatever, I'm not being fucking mean. It's the same thing as why I said asshole. But it doesn't sound right. Mm-hmm. You don't get mad that there are fucking feminine words in French as long as you have a male equivalent. Well, then there you go. Fucking bitches and assholes. All right?
I mean, the understanding of the opposite sex has been. I mean, it's a timeless issue. Like that's why there's books about it. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Like
yep.
It just is what it is. We will never be on the same page, regardless.
Ever. Our brains don't work the same. Nope. We don't have the same chemicals within our own bodies. The same ratio.
Like I understand, women have
are different at a genetic level.
Yeah. Women have
a pretty big one.
Women have a shit a storm of horrible things that happen to their body, but men have some that women will never understand.
They will never understand the pure rage from just sitting in your room by yourself at 14,
or the
apropos of nothing,
sitting in the middle of a room of people, most of them scantily clad, And just wanting to fuck a hole.
What heaven is this where you get to stand in a room of heavenly? It's called scantily clad women.
Organic Kim.
Oh, you're talking about going back to fashion because yeah. It's summertime.
Yeah,
the girls are wearing less and less and less. Yeah, hey ladies, here's the thing. You want us to stop objectifying you? Stop dressing in ways we like. Yeah. There's an idea. And just so you guys know, you know one thing that really turns me on? Scrubs. A woman in scrubs. That's a sexy thing. And you're not showing off a goddamn thing.
I actually like pregnant women. I'm a weirdo.
I gotta say, I have two children, and I got to have probably about 10 months of a total of a visibly pregnant woman in my life. And, oof. I can't go any further.
Calm down.
I can't go any further because I'll get divorced if I do.
I'm going to get the hose.
Please do. Please do. For my own good. For the sake of this show. For the sake of my marriage, for fuck's sake. And that's the other thing, is that and we are different and we are better at different things. Mm-hmm. But why is that necessarily... Different doesn't necessarily mean better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole issue, like, the whole feminist issue is like, equality. And I'm not against equality in principle, but the problem is people want to apply it in every situation, but it just doesn't. Obviously,
you
a woman and a man
ask for gender equality and then tell me it's never okay to hit a woman ever.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big point.
I mean, I'm
or
sorry.
You can't tell me
if
that
you want gender equality, I can punch you in the face.
If the boat goes down, we all are leaving at the same time.
Yeah, that was exactly. Exactly.
And that goes for the kids too.
Yeah.
Because fuck them, we can make more kids.
And it ain't hard. I've done it twice. I can't do anything.
Although the whole reset thing kind of still, like if you're already 8 years in, you got to reset at that point, that's a little rough.
I'd be all right. I'd be all right. I don't know, I'll just like flap my bed sheets at Renee's pussy and something will go in
Yeah, like
there.
See, I have no problem with the idea of chivalry, but then that kind of eliminates...
Well, and that's the other thing. If you want chivalry, doesn't exist in a world where there's true gender equality.
Yeah, absolutely,
it does. If you want gender equality, guess what? You want me to start treating you like a dude?
Yeah, I'll treat you like a dude. I'll smack your ass.
You want me to start fingering you while you're asleep as a prank? I mean, what do you want me to?
I mean, it's gonna be your asshole. Yeah.
Well, no, if dudes had pussies, I'd finger their pussies in their sleep.
Oh, yeah.
But I only finger dudes' assholes.
I mean, because they'd be awake all the time, probably fingering their own pussy.
Yeah, fingers crossed. the ones that are available.
Yeah, yeah.
The spares that you have left over
in
this situation.
Oh, no, the ones that are going in. There are certain... We have to be able to agree on some basic principles. There are gender roles.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean that in all circumstances, like a woman should be getting paid the same as a man. I have no problem with that.
Don't disagree with it at all.
But
if the man's better at the same job as the woman,
he deserves to get more paid.
Then if the man gets paid more, then you can't bitch.
See, that's the thing. These arguments.
And nobody ever, this is also a part of the culture that we live in now. There's something going on where we don't want to believe that anyone is better than us.
Yeah. We also don't want to admit.
For any reason, regardless of gender or color.
It's always got to be the extreme. It's always, okay, that guy's
a sexist. He's a racist.
It has
he's a bigot. Yeah.
You don't look at the facts. And this isn't just women. This is men. Mm-hmm. This is every topic. Like, it's just, mm-hmm. it's all this. It's like we talk about in politics, that quick reaction, that overreaction. It's the way people are. I'm getting so tired of people at this
point. Seriously, I think this kind of goes along with the main theme that I say, that just chill the fuck out.
Smoke some weed, man, you'll be all right.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, that's something you can do for gender equality, is smoke some weed.
Yeah.
But don't expect the dude to be like, well, what do you mean you didn't bring me any weed? I'm a lady. Yeah, I know. I'm a man. Gender equality. Get it yourself. I mean, you can't expect us to open the fucking door for you.
And then get mad when we ask for a blowjob.
Yes.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Although I've actually never had that issue. But anyway. I've never had a woman get mad.
Neither have I.
For me asking for a blowjob.
Neither have I. I'm batting 1,000 on that.
That doesn't mean she wasn't mad. That just means she never said anything. So.
I don't even know how to answer that question without Renee getting mad. Like, I can't say hit or miss and get away scot-free.
No.
I can't say, not a problem. I say, suck my cock. Renee's mouth goes, and she just fucks it. With her, so fucks my, I can't say that. And I can't say, man, my girl won't never suck my dick. Because nobody wants to be that girl.
Yeah.
The girl that doesn't suck dick. At least I hope.
Well, it's the same thing with a guy.
Yeah. So all I'm going to say is that Renee knows I have a dick. And I'm going to leave it at that. Now.
Does she know? She has an idea.
She has an idea.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a G-spot on her. She's well, not sure, she's not sure exactly where it is, but well, she knows
occasionally while she's asleep at night, she feels it rubbing on her thigh. but no. I'm divorced.
But
and the other thing with gender equality, if you want true gender equality, I don't understand why it is the default that a kid in a parental dispute goes to the mother.
No, not at all. I don't know the numbers on this, and I don't know if the numbers are true, but there's some actual statistics or numbers, I can't think of the word I want to use, sorry, that there actually is a larger percentage of, with domestic violence, that it's actually a lot of the times it's the woman that is instigating this a lot of times. But you don't hear about those. You only hear about a man beating his wife, because that's not right.
So you're saying that
there's actually a higher...
The number of times the woman is instigated?
Not instigated, but is the actual...
Abuser. Well, I know that those numbers are starting to climb because...
No, there's some cases where...
Here's something for gender equality, ladies. A guy feels shame saying my wife throws fucking plates at my face or threatens to cut my dick off while I sleep, and I think she'll do it.
I don't give a shit. I mean, it was the whole Lorena Bobbitt thing. Everybody laughed their ass off.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was hilarious. He cut his dick off.
She cut his dick off.
But he cheated. But he cheated, so he deserves it.
Yeah, he deserves it. Exactly.
No, he deserves to be divorced.
So if my wife cheats on me...
I cut her tits off.
If I cheat on my wife and I get my dick cut off, then technically... Yeah. If she cheats on me, I should be allowed to cut off her tits. At a minimum, slap her in the fucking face.
Yeah.
At a fucking minimum. That's gender equality. Definitely. And that's what it is. People don't want gender equality. No. They want all the chivalry and nice shit that you get from men as a woman that men can't get from women.
I love Bill Burr's explanation of this.
Go on.
It's the cherry picking.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's talking about like during a fire. He's like, during a fire, there's no feminists in sight. She could be the hardcore, like, butch liberal or feminist. And as soon as the fire is, she gets those little pigtails. Be like, oh, can you help me? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Here's the thing. You can't eat just the blue M&Ms. You can't eat just the blue M&Ms. If you want this fucking M&M, you gotta have all the other M&Ms that go along with it, because they're M&Ms.
I never understood the M&M art, because they all taste the same. Skittles, it's different, because they actually have different flavors. But.
All right, fine. You can't just pick the purple Skittle.
Actually, no,
Thanks for shitting on my point unnecessarily.
Yeah, they are different.
But, yeah, I'm sorry. And I don't hate women.
No.
I love women. I think women are great. You guys are just frustrating as fuck. Fuck!
They birth humans. That's probably one of the most majestic things possible.
Majestic?
Well, from a...
I'll go with necessary.
Okay. All right. When I say majestic, I'm not saying that it's not rare.
It should be in the center ring of Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, is what you're saying?
Yeah. No, yeah. But it is... I mean, the fact that from a biological standpoint, it is very...
It's
pretty incredible, too. Like, to think of how it works.
Yeah.
Anyway...
No, it's women are necessary. Men are necessary.
To a
just,
point.
Everybody's just got to just chill the fuck out.
Yeah. I don't know if men are necessary.
And I work with mostly women.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing them in the marketplace. And we did a politics episode. Last episode was about politics.
Yeah.
I talked about I suck at inter-office politics. Now, inter-office women politics... I am lost.
Yeah.
I am a babe in the woods. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. Half of them are going through menopause. So they're all fucking nuts. The other half of them are working on their second or third husband and basically hate anything with a dick. It's all my fault. I happen to be born with a penis. I'm sorry. By the way, I am your peer. I get paid the same amount as you. I don't get any additional special guy benefits. Sorry.
No, I don't disagree with you.
And here's the other thing about women. I like women, and I know, and this is why I know, is because I like working with girls coaching softball.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to grow up into being decent fucking women.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I tell my daughter every day. It's like, oh no, we don't talk to her anymore. Why not? She's weird. Why is she weird? Because she still watches My Little Pony. Friendship is magic. Marley, that's the dumbest reason to not talk to somebody I've ever heard in my entire fucking life. Is she still nice? Oh, yeah, she's really nice. Do you like hanging out with her? Yeah, 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 yeah. But she has a My Little Pony backpack. You're a cunt. I hate you. I want you out of my house.
Oh, I mean, but that's kids. Like,
that's kids, yes. People tell me, raise your daughter to be a feminist. No, I'm going to raise my daughter to be a good person.
Yeah.
She doesn't need these stupid fucking labels. She's going to be a feminist because she is going to demand respect that she feels that she deserves, and she is going to have a realistic viewpoint of where she actually fits in any hierarchy.
Well, and it's actually kind of, you bring up the whole reason to be a feminist, but it's funny when you talk to some women out there. There are a lot of women that like to wear really skimpy outfits. They like to put on makeup.
God
like
bless
to
them.
Be, they want. I mean, they. It's not that they're conforming to a necessarily a particular stereotype, but they like to do that stuff.
Women like to feel sexy, but like men do.
But that's the thing about feminists. They're like, you should be your own person. Why are you choosing that? It's like, it's their fucking choice. That's the whole point of being your own person.
Now, here's the other thing, though. If you do dress up like that, and you do dress slutty. If you dress slutty...
I'm talking about confident in your sexuality.
Oh.
There's a fine line between dressing like a hooker
around,
and dressing like a...
I'm talking about dressing like a hooker.
Oh, okay.
If that's her proof... If that's her truth, as far as it is to be a woman...
I don't care if she does either, but...
Yeah. Now, here's a question. Who do you...
But when I come up and offer you money for
gender,
a blowjob,
who do you think is more likely to support the legalization of prostitution, men or women? I'm thinking it's men.
I actually disagree.
Well, men, for obviously very selfish reasons, we want to be able to get poon whenever we want it, but we want to be able to get it in a safe environment.
I actually think it would be split.
You really?
I think it would be pretty close to split because the women's rights thing is about the control of your own body.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I didn't understand about prostitution. It's more than that. Prostitution is going to happen regardless whether or not it's legal or not. So why shouldn't it be regulated?
Exactly.
The same thing with marijuana, drugs. Why shouldn't they be fucking regulated?
Exactly.
Might as well, you know.
Yeah. I mean, hiding your drugs in a hooker. Why shouldn't that should be regulated?
A dead hooker, even.
Yeah, no more than three dead hookers with I don't even know how many ounces of coke are inside of them, stuffed away for a safe day. Because hookers aren't people, right? What?
I mean, TJ Hooker wasn't, but fucking Shatner, Shatner pants,
Jesus. Now, but that's interesting because I think a lot of feminists like. They're like, well, we would like to see it not be necessary anymore. Prostitution.
Prostitution is
We would like to see men stop objectifying women.
It's not going to happen.
Right. It's not going to happen. Because you know why?
Because men are...
They're a lot of fun to look at.
Yeah.
And they make things happen to my naughty places.
Because men have huge amounts of testosterone flowing through their veins that makes them fucking want to reproduce. That's what men are.
Yes.
That's their purpose.
That's why it's so easy to make us come.
Yeah.
You get it, ladies? You don't have to come to conceive.
That's ridiculous.
You, it's an added bonus. Yeah. It's an added bonus. Good for you, honey.
Here's a lollipop.
Here's a lollipop. You got the big O.
That was fun. Okay.
But there's a reason it makes it so easy for us to come.
Yeah.
It's because we have to spread our seed. Mm-hmm. Years ago, one summer during college, I worked at a place and there was this feminist lady who was talking to me and she goes, well, it's such a man. Our language is so man-centric, and it's all the whole stupid hurricane, himicane instead of herpes. Why can't it be himpes? Dumb shit like that. It's like
they spelled with a U.
Yeah, huh?
Hurricane spelled with a U.
Yeah, I know. I know. And guess what? I think that's even a fucking coincidence. I don't think anybody when they were naming things were like, we'll make it sound like a woman. No, there's none of that shit. And then she came to the act of sex and was like, why does it have to be penetration? Why can't it be envelopment? And to that I say, when I imagine envelopment, I imagine that something comes out and grabs it a little bit. Or like a Sarlacc pit type like thing.
That reminds me of dreams.
Until your vagina pulses out at least a centimeter from where it was.
And grabs a hold
of the penis and gobbles it down into your twat. Until then, it's fucking penetration. Yeah. It's fucking drilling for oil. This is drilling for oil. Not a whale catching a fish.
I don't know. If I get a black crud coming out, I'm pulling out and running. I don't like the drilling.
Have you been to Haiti recently? So
that's just a fungus. It's fine.
Now, who do you think has the most power in porn? Men or women?
The women.
Definitely.
They get paid so much more.
Yep. And they get to decide who they work with.
Men, in order to get...
They can veto anything that they're not comfortable
men
with.
Men to get paid in porn have to do gay porn. That's the only way they make money.
Yeah. Or they have to bring the girls, I've heard. I've heard it's like...
They have to be able to become pimps.
Basically. Like, yeah. Like, they have to be involved in getting the girls in there. Or in some cases, just start their own porn production company and be the star. So if you get, I mean, you look at some of these guys, they're not porn stars. These guys are amateur pornographers who can't afford to pay men.
Yeah.
So they use themselves. Lucky ducks. You know?
Yeah.
I will say this, though, man. You must really love seeing girls get fucked if you're willing to actually be the cameraman at a porn shoot. Or even like the grip or whatever the fucking jobs
are. Oh, I've got a
grip. The guy with the boom.
I had a grip problem with that. it looked like I had epilepsy if I was a cameraman.
You know what I love? Behind the scenes porn.
Oh.
Like porn where it's like, this is the scene. Oh, look, they're both in the school lavatory. Mm-hmm. And he's really fucking her. Then you hear, cut! And they just stop.
I was watching.
Like, she gets up, like, she's just been dancing for 6 minutes, like, walks away, like, kind of stretches out.
Yeah.
And then you see one of the cameramen go through, and it's just like, that is absolutely a porno cameraman.
Yeah.
It looks like he's done at least his weight in meth this month alone.
Well, there was actually this one that I remember watching when I was younger that it was actually a photo shoot, so they were actually taking pictures. They weren't actually recording
video. Right.
So they would set the girl up, put on a dude's dick, put a dick in her mouth, and take pictures. Well, the whole thing was like, when they would take a break, she had to keep herself ready to accept said penis, because she couldn't just go dry and hard to penetrate.
Yeah.
So she went in the other room, started fucking some other guy, you know, just to keep
it going.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was pretty interesting. I was like, this is pretty hot, but also informative.
Yeah. That makes more athletes, I would say.
Yeah, we actually had that conversation. Like, what are the best athletes?
That's porn. I mean, it ain't, you know, granted, it's not like, they've got a great arm. They got an arm like a rubber arm or whatever. It's like, oh, wow, she got a rubber twat. You can be stretched around however it wants. It always comes right back into place. Stop saying that porn is sexist. It's not.
Well, and here's the thing.
These women are choosing to be there.
But that's the thing. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, just do what you want to do. Like, there is an argument. Like, there are a lot of women that watch it, and they don't necessarily want to see...
women getting destroyed? Yeah. I don't like that kind of porn either.
But that's the thing. That's why there's always a market for it. They're, not all porn is exactly the same. That's why there's so many different types.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a fetish.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now
you go to Google and you type in girl getting raped by a volcano.
Yeah.
I almost guarantee you.
Why is she got to be getting raped by a volcano?
Because how is there really...
Why can't they be in a committed relationship?
Is there a consensual sex with a woman in a volcano? Really? You really think so?
Actually, considering the volcano can't give consent? Yeah, somebody's getting raped in that scenario. Yeah, how about that? Oh, the volcano's getting raped in the world, and no one talks about it! It's not fair. How many virgins have we thrown into a volcano against that volcano's will?
I'm curious how many people are listening to this that listened to one of our... Because that was, like, from one of our originals that released.
Oh, God. No, I don't think anybody's heard that one.
Did we release that one?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the pornography episode? No, we will do a pornography episode, though.
We're going to do it.
It's a lady. And when we do say do it in the butt like it's a lady, we mean we'll treat it well.
Hey, if she likes it,
I will put doilies on her lower backside.
Do we really need to be that PC when she's the one asking for it?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Her name is Countess Cockinerass.
Yeah.
And
that's the thing. Like, that's the whole thing about sex that really always bothered me was, like, there's the stigma with it. The reason why I have a problem with us treating it so negative, like, so sheltered, like,
because
it seems like we can't talk about it. We can't have a serious discourse. But there's also no communication between partners for the most part.
No.
You don't get, like, if a girl doesn't like having anal, but a guy really wants to do it, she almost gives in, then that becomes almost a form of rape. Like, it's,
she signs, like, a contract.
But what I'm saying is, like, you need to be honest with it. Like, it's kind of like, if you like have your hair pulled, fucking say it, you know?
Yeah.
You like having your toenails ripped off, you know?
Yeah, actually, let me know that. My darling Renee, we've been together over half of our lives. If you like getting your toenails ripped out during intercourse, please tell me so I can draw up the divorce papers.
How would you find that out anyway?
probably would know she didn't have any toenails. Yeah, and then she has.
No, I mean, how would a girl? How would a woman figure that out, or a man for that matter, figure out that they like that during sex? They have some sort of industrial accident while they're masturbating.
I'm guessing the Hanoi Hilton. Maybe John McCain got head while he was there, and they were ripping out his fucking fingernails. And now he can't get it up
until
he's got his nails back.
Oh man,
we don't know. I don't know what John McCain's like in the bedroom. Probably not very good. His body's kind of crippled.
Yeah, that's definitely going to need a blue pill.
And I know that it sounds mean what we're saying about the... so far, this has been a pretty sexist episode. We've basically been bitching about, hey, ladies, shut up. We're not saying shut up. We're saying we believe in everything you want. But I will say this. If you're working at a company and you feel that, oh, well, I'm getting underpaid for what I do based on my gender, then leave that fucking company and find a place that will pay you.
Yeah.
Eventually, the other companies that are doing this are going to figure out, oh, all the best talent's going elsewhere.
Yeah.
Don't bitch. Do something.
But, I mean, that's the same everything.
Don't wait for Prince Charming to come down the fucking road, because chivalry is dead in an equal gender world.
Yeah. Dave Chappelle said it best. Chivalry's dead, and women killed it.
He also said, just because I am dressed this way does not make me a whore.
He did the whole bit about being
but you are wearing a whore's uniform. I miss Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
I miss him. Well, that's the show. If you have a penis and you're still listening, that's kind of what we expected. And if you have a vagina and you're still listening, contact the people with a penis who are still listening. You guys are a love connection. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/okfairenough. Follow us on Twitter. Our handle is at okfairenoughpod. Contact us by email at okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. And please subscribe to OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie on iTunes. And please rate and review us there. You can also stream and download every episode ever made at okfairenoughpodcast.podbean.com. And we're also available on the Stitcher and Podbean apps. There are some episodes that include pictures available on YouTube. Just search OK Fair Enough, and like always, if you keep listening to them, we'll keep making them, guys and ladies. Mostly, no, you're both equal in my eyes. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you next time. Bye.